You know what movie I did cry during?
What movie did you cry during?
Aliens. The second one.
The second one. What is that, Alien Resurrection?
No.
Is that Aliens 2?
It's just called Aliens.
It's called... it's Alien, and then the next one's Aliens.
Yeah, Aliens. With
Jesus.
Yeah.
There's this movie called True Romance.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
And the guy who's like, what's the movie they're talking about? It's a war movie.
Yeah.
He's like, it's the movie's called Killers. They're working on a sequel. And the guy goes, what's it called again? He goes, Killers 2. And he goes, oh, it's got more taste in my penis.
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
Alien, and then Aliens was the sequel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, a movie that I cried or had tears coming out of my face, and I was kind of like, well, what's going on here? I'm okay. This is going to sound stupid. It was Braveheart. When they killed his wife and he came out and he was so emotional and he just holding his hands out like, what the fuck, bro? I was like, oh, no.
Was that at the very end?
No, that was at the beginning.
Yeah, they killed his wife in the beginning.
Right.
He gets tortured at the end.
Yes. Yeah. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Braveheart, they brutally kill his wife.
95.
Yeah, no, I know.
Watch it by now.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by now, you had your chance.
Somebody said that with... Star Wars today, they're like, I don't like the side story Star Wars, and I'm like, really?
They're
like,
better
like
than
Rogue
the other
One?
Movies, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was like, you didn't like Rogue One? He's like, they all died at the end, and then like a bunch of people like, that was today. They're like, what? What are you doing? He's like, oh, come on, that movie came out 2 years ago. Watch it already.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
By the reason we're talking movies right now is because this is the weekend of Infinity War. It comes out today, and. Our good friend Rob was able to see it yesterday.
I saw it. Sneak preview.
And I was curious. I'm a big, huge spoiler fan, so I like to know what happens and read about it. And I'm staying away from that this time. But I asked him if there were any moments that made him cry.
Nothing.
I love superhero movies, and so do my boys. I have a feeling if somebody does. Yeah, I don't know what I was talking about.
Who knows?
Yeah. But if any major characters die, my son's going to lose his mind. He's going to cry like a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last time we left our hero, you were...
I'm the hero in this story.
Yeah.
I'm basically the Iron Man in this walk story.
Yeah.
No, actually, Jack. I am.
You are.
I am Iron Man in this story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you about to say?
That's it.
Now, Jack.
Now, Jack, I am Iron Man in this story, is what I was saying.
Oh, that's really lame.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. You are the Iron Man of this story.
I'm the hero.
You're the whatever hero you identify with, that's what Robert
is. You know
how
many people's lives I saved on this walk that I haven't even talked about
yet? I don't know, wallet guy. How many lives did you save?
None, but I would have if I had the chance.
You saved a grasshopper for about a mile.
That's true. And later on, we'll hear a little story about a dog. Not on this episode, like way later on.
Whoa, man. You can't just do that.
I can do whatever I want.
Please tell us. Amen. Amen, sir.
Thank you.
You have the editing control, so.
Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He saved a Labradoodle.
Damn it, man.
Shoot.
Spoiler alert.
Ugh.
Where did we left off? I remember there was a long rant about tent
and
camping.
Police officers that we did not. Well, not police officers, because these were not our men in blue. These were railroad rent-a-cops.
But they did also wear blue.
Yes. But the real boys in blue were like, I'm sorry I had to deal with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Up.
They helped me out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So after that night and the next day, which was just like hell because I didn't get good sleep and all that kind of stuff, I remember I was heading down. I was still following, I think, the interstate. It was a lot of like there'd be like spots where it was just completely flat, which was awesome to walk along because I still had my cart. But whenever it got like hilly and it was like the up and down, that was just like a pain in the ass, like because I'm pushing this cart up like this hill. And then even to go down the hill, I have to like hold the cart. So it like doesn't, you know, like it like and put like my counterweight like lean back to kind of go down this hill.
Yeah.
So I would just do that a lot on like the interstate. And I think I already talked about like the heat, like how hot it was. Like I was just downing Gatorade.
This is the worst it's been from what I've heard.
Right.
From
it
you.
Was like there's like a couple weeks like in Nebraska where it was just like the hottest it was ever. like on this walk, and it was bad.
You're rocking shorts at this point in
Nebraska? I was wearing gym shorts and my walk across the country shirt
not
that I'm wearing
right
now.
The one you're wearing now.
Yeah, I still have a bunch of them.
But
I did wear a hoodie for a while, and then finally, just because it had pockets and it kept the sun off me, but after like it was in the 100 degrees, I was just like, screw it. I took that off, just put sunblock on, and then after a while, I'm just like, screw it, and I stopped putting sunblock on. I mean, I put it on like once in the morning, but I didn't put it on every 2 hours.
Yeah, right. Not like you're supposed to. Especially when you're sweating it out.
I was. And like when I tried to put more on, it would just be like all watery because I'm just like, it's
disgusting.
Gross. I know. I was disgusting.
No, I just mean, you know, the whole prospect of it. And you can't just be like, oh, well, why don't you wear a nice big Raiden sun hat?
You should have been like
those guys from Big Trouble in Little China. Just walk down the road with like, your big, huge hat on lightning bolts coming out of your eyes.
See, but if I had just an umbrella that like I just put on my head,
nope.
Just have one of those umbrellas.
Nope. Let me put the kibosh on that for you right now.
Why? Actually, the lady who I was following for a while, who was walking across the country, she had an umbrella attached to her cart, as other people have said. I didn't see it. People have stated that.
The lady was walking around with the umbrella.
Okay, Jack.
The man.
Don't try to make this a sexist thing. Guys can use umbrellas too.
Guys absolutely
buddy.
Can use umbrellas. You're absolutely right. I have no challenges
with
our umbrella using.
If I use an umbrella to keep the sun
that.
Off me,
I'm saying
like I'm
if
a
you're
dainty
walking...
1800s in my white dress, like ooh,
oh Wyatt, it's such a beautiful day out.
Need to keep my pale
but
skin
you're,
pale.
You wearing an umbrella hat like you just illustrated is quite a different story. You carrying an umbrella.
All right, maybe I went a little ridiculous with the hat, yeah. But. Umbrella or no umbrella, I needed an umbrella.
Right.
I don't know where I was
going
with that.
Raindrops keep falling on your head.
Hey, just like a guy whose feet are too big for
his
bed. You know?
Brian's not for you.
No. That actually worked out.
I know.
All right. Anyways, we've been talking for a while and not about normal stuff.
Your buddy Gunther's going to kill you.
Yeah, Gunther's his name. He's going to join us for a podcast.
Hey, I can't
wait. I don't know
when.
I don't know
when,
but he's going to. He's like, I'm going to be one of those guests that doesn't just sit there and kind of listen to you guys talk.
I hope so.
He's like, I'm going to ask a bunch of questions. And I'm like, okay.
Well, as long as he doesn't ask where you poop or what kind of dog it was that you rescued.
Or like what other, you know, questions we already answered from like.
No, man. I'm happy with it because we have my brother in here and a friend of yours in here.
Yep.
And neither one of them were much talkers. And that's nothing against them.
No. You got to kind of jump in when like we're going back and forth riffing
right.
with each other.
It's a little hard to do that too. I understand because we're kind of used to it and it can be
and if they haven't
strange.
Listened to the earlier episodes
right.
they don't know where we are
yep
this podcast
and my brother I was like hey so you want to say something he's like
yeah exactly. I mean he said some stuff
I love you buddy
point.
I love you but you need to talk louder
well all right so let's get back on the road
yeah
I Okay, so this is when I was on the walk, I knew I was going to start school at some time.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be, you know, in August or whatever, I was going to start classes. So I was kind of debating what I wanted to do. Like if I was hoping I could work ahead because I knew I had my textbooks. That's why I had the cart because I didn't want to carry all the textbooks and laptop and stuff. So I'm like, now that I'm on my own, I can kind of like, I was worried when I was walking with Tony and Cody, like when I started school, I kind of hold them back doing homework certain spots. So luckily I was like, I'm on my own. I can kind of do homework whenever I need to, but school's going to start school.
Yeah.
School's
sure.
going to start soon. So let me find like some place where I can kind of rest and see if I can get some Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So there was actually a campground called the Camp Away campground, Camp A, like a capital A and then a capital W A Y, Camp A Way campground.
Thank you for
that was the name. I just didn't want you to think it was Camp Away, you know what I mean? It's Camp A Way,
right? Like as an A way to camp,
right? Not like away from here.
Right.
You're going to camp.
Camp away okay. somewhere else.
Yeah. Camp away. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah. We don't like those
you
guys.
Bum.
Yeah. But it was also like an RV park. So I was heading to that campground I think it was like 30 miles. Like when I started one day, it was like 30 miles away. I'm like, I can make it. But it was like a hot day, so I wasn't walking that much. And there was like a construction zone. And I remember going like up and down these hills, up and down, just seeing a lot of people working on the road. And one guy like drove up to me in his truck with, he still had his like,
Born to Kill,
his hard hat and whatever else on, like, you know, construction worker. And he was like, hey man, what are you doing? I told him I was walking across the country. He's like, that's awesome. That's awesome. So he like pulls to the side. He's like, do you want, like, I didn't eat my lunch today. You want the lunch and you want this? I'm like, sure. So he gives me food. And then, he's like, dude, how are you not wearing sunglasses? Because my sunglasses broke like 2 days prior.
Ugh.
So it like really sucked. I was hoping I could buy some more. But he's like, no, dude, just take mine. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, just take mine. Take mine. So he gave me his sunglasses.
Here you go, man. I love you.
And then he's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to this campaway camp. I'm trying to make it there. He's like, well, it's going to be dark by the time you get to Lincoln. Because it was in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is the capital of Nebraska.
Right.
In case.
No, I knew that.
You need that for a trivia question.
No, I already knew it. So.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Jack. Did you really?
I did.
Okay.
Do you know what the capital of Vermont is?
I do.
What is it?
I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Montpelier.
Montpelier.
Okay. Hey, I know my capitals.
I love you, man.
Thank you.
Seriously.
No, thank you. Now stop. So. No. So this guy, he was just like, oh, well, here, since you might be walking at night, take this. And he gave me his reflective vest thing. So he was like, here, take this. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I can get another one later. He's like, just take
it. Wow.
So he like gave me a bunch of stuff. Then he was like, if you need a place to stay, though, and you don't reach the campground, let me know. You can stay at my place. I'm like, well, I need a place like with Wi-Fi because I'm going to start school soon. He's like, well, I don't have Wi-Fi right now. I just moved into this new place or something. Like, so I'm like, oh, well, yeah.
He's like, God, what else do you want from me, bud?
Come on.
I gave you
the shirt off my back, the vest off my back.
Sunglasses? Oh, don't have Wi-Fi.
Well, Wi-Fi was the most important at this point.
Yeah, sure.
So anyways, he was the one who said that he thought my walk was a spiritual walk, kind of like the pastor that I stayed with and, you know, some other religious folk. He was like, he's like, are you doing this for any religious reasons? I'm like, no. He's like, dude, I think this is like a spiritual walk for you. I'm like, well,
it's not
really. He's like, no, dude, like it is, like, it's, I think it's a spiritual walk.
Oh, it is, man. You're like, spiritual.
He's like, even if you don't like see it, he's like, I think it is, like, God's going to guide you kind of thing. And I'm just like, okay. But
how did I know that's exactly what you were going to say?
Okay. Well, I'm not going to like keep fighting.
Hey,
over
man,
it.
The Lord is blessing you right now. Sure. All right. Cool.
Cool.
Jesus himself could walk out of the burning bush and be like, my son, this is a spiritual walk. And you'd be like,
okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And you'd just give him a little bro hug.
Yeah. And then keep going. Yeah.
Thanks.
That's pretty much what I did.
You want me to walk with you? No. Last guy I walked with stole my can opener.
Yeah. So no. No thanks, Jesus.
Sorry, Jesus.
No. So I was just like, yeah, I'm not. It's not really a spiritual thing. He's like, well, maybe it will become one for you. And I was like, okay, sure. So I left and he. I got his number and stuff like that. And I texted him. I'm like, hey, man, like, I'm just going to make it to this campground. Even though it was like, I think it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I was just getting into like Lincoln, Nebraska, and I text him like, hey, man, I'm like, thanks for the invite and thanks for offering your place and thanks for all the other stuff. I'm like, but I need Wi-Fi. I think I'm just going to go to the campaway camp. He's like, all right. Yeah, no problem. So I went there.
Good luck on your spiritual journey.
Yeah, you'll make it. God's watching. So
God is watching all
everything.
The time.
So I made it to this campground. And when I got there, it was pretty much like closed. There's a lot of times where I would just walk into like a campground and it'd be like completely closed. So I just found like a spot in the back and set up my tent. There's no other camp, like actual tent camping. It was just all RVs and then like me. So I just set up my tent and
see, that's what would freak me out as an RV, thinking there's somebody there and just pulling on in.
No. I mean, it was still like a grassy area kind of off to the side, so I wasn't worried about that. Although that happened a couple of times where I'd camp, like, I'd have to camp on gravel, like this gravel drive for yeah. whatever for RVs usually. But this one, I just there were some grassy patches with like picnic tables around, so I just went over there and set up camp. And then the next morning, I went and talked to like the front desk lady. But because I got there so late, I was like, I'm going to take a rest day and see if I can get some homework done. Now,
please don't go into your homework.
Here's what I had to do for homework. Assignment one.
Assignment one.
It's just
social studies.
1A. No, I actually only had two classes to round out my degree. So I was like, all right, I can do this. One of them was like a big class where you had to like write a thesis paper.
Yeah.
So I was like, hopefully I'll have some time to do that over the course of this walk. And then the other class was kind of a little bit easier. I don't even remember what it was. But I had my textbooks and my laptop, and I had Wi-Fi. So I decided I was going to take 2 days off in Lincoln because I was making good time. I was walking like 30 miles a day, like average, sometimes even more.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'll take 2 days off. Well, the thing was I was trying to make it to Kansas City, like near Kansas City.
Right.
Because the Tampa Bay Rays, and I'm a fan of the Tampa Bay Rays, or was at that time, not so much anymore since they traded a bunch of people, but I was then, and since I was wearing my Tampa Bay Rays hat every day, I was like, I wanted to try to go to a game in Kansas City. I was like, that'd be cool, because they were playing a makeup game in Kansas City on like August 23rd or whatever it was, and it was like a week out. I was like, I can maybe make that. Well, once I started doing my homework and stuff, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I'm going to make it. So my mom was like, well, I was talking to her. She's like, why don't you take a bus or something down to Kansas City? Because it wasn't that far.
Yeah, just cheat on the whole walk.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, like, I'd still have to take the bus back, right? So I was like, yeah, well, if I did that, I'd take the bus back. She's like, yeah, we'll just do that. So I was like, all right, I'll do that. Maybe what I'll do is just take a week off.
Oh, my God.
I'll take a week off.
So in Kansas City?
No, take a week off in Lincoln, Nebraska, where I was camping, and just travel one day to Kansas City and then come back, like go see the game and then come back or whatever. Well, that's what I did. So what I didn't take a bus.
Took you episode 31 to be a cheater.
Listen, it's not cheating
one,
if you go back to where you were.
Well, but it is.
No, it's not.
Because you rested for an entire week.
I'm allowed to rest.
No, you're not. It was in the guidelines in episode one.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm kidding.
There's
dude,
no rest.
You know what, though? It was probably extremely necessary to take a little break, Aruski.
Well, I actually felt good because I was like, you know what? If I take a week off, I can get a lot of homework done.
Yeah.
Like, get a lot, like, work really far ahead. I can go see the Rays game. I can go to, like, Kansas City and kind of, like, hang out a little bit.
Meet some guys.
And then meet some dudes. Have some brews with some bros. And then
was
you know,
Gaston and all those other guys, were they there?
Oh,
they show
I
up?
Wish. I
was
text
like
them.
A
they
get
didn't
together?
Answer back. No. I wish. Although there was one guy I remember who said, like, if you go to Kansas City,
call me.
Get a haircut with this one guy or whatever. It was at the church when I was staying at the church.
Yeah.
Because my hair was like
yes!
longer. He's like, if you need a haircut, if you're heading through Kansas City, there's a barber with that. I'm like, well, we'll see.
We'll
I'm not going to plan
about haircuts yeah. when you get to Kansas City.
I'm pretty sure I could get a haircut a lot of places, but right. for some reason he knew somebody in Kansas City.
Did you go to the
I didn't go.
What the hell? Why the build
I didn't
up?
Get it. It wasn't
why
build
even,
up. I was just
why
tying
even
it back.
Mention the haircut.
I was tying it back.
The rest of our listeners
it was
have
a callback,
been wondering
Jack.
About
no one's wondering about the haircut.
Okay.
Now everybody's wondering about this dog that I mentioned at
that's
the beginning
right.
of the episode.
And they still want to know where you pooped.
Yep, but not going to happen for
poop
a little while.
Stories.
What happened was, though, I didn't get a bus, or I didn't find a bus, and I was going to do, like, an Uber or something, but it's still, like, really far away. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do that. So what my mom did was she actually rented me a car in Lincoln, and I was like, okay. She's like, just go for the day, drive up there, go see the Rays game, relax, take some time off, and then go back to Lincoln, and then continue your walk when you're ready and you have your homework done. So that's what I did. And it felt really weird being behind the wheel again, driving a car and going to Kansas City. I drove from Lincoln to Kansas City, went, saw the game. I didn't have a lot of time. I just went and saw the game and then actually drove back that night right after the game. And
drove back where?
Back to Lincoln, Nebraska.
What? You're spending the whole week.
No, I spent the whole week in Lincoln, Nebraska. I didn't go to Kansas City.
You just went to Kansas City for the game.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm just going to go to Kansas City for the game because I really wanted to get like some homework done. So I drove to Kansas City, saw the game, drove back to Lincoln, Nebraska, rested, and then the next like 3 or 4 days I spent doing homework and stuff. One day I did take a break, and I walked to the movies and saw The World's End, which was that Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
Oh, yeah.
That
the pub crawl.
Cornetto trilogy thing, yeah.
Where they're getting together because of a death or something.
Yeah.
And they're doing the World's End pub crawl.
12 pints.
And then it turns out to be the end of the world and robots
Alien
taking
and
over.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and then that was
same
like
group.
The third one.
Same
yeah.
crew.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm going to take a break. So I went and did that. But I got a lot of homework done. And then after that, I was like, you know what? Now that I got everything done, I'm good. I can continue on and hopefully find Wi-Fi somewhere down the road and continue doing homework. Because that was
Lincoln.
Like, yeah.
Well, we'll get to that next week on another episode of Across America, starring Robert Lamb. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a product of Low 7 Lane Productions. Equal housing lender. Side effects may include anal leakage.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.